having any idea of how the world is run. Or who's running it. Except we know that we're not. But we're pretending that we are. Every black person walking them down the street acting like I have a secret. I know something that the rest of you black people don't know. I'm on the inside track. Everybody's shaming. Everybody putting on a false face.
Democracy versus justice.
I don't wanna be no movie star.
I can't figure you,
man. What's to figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I.
And I hate white folks. Hate white folks. This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're going to need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins. Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us and you're no good to yourself.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app. One time. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Thanks for the opportunity. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Greetings. Welcome. Justice Radio Station. Using words. Definition of words, revealing truth, producing correctness, well-being. How are things?
Yes, how are things?
May say all is well. All is well.
However,
an environment where the individual guarantees no one is mistreated would be better than what is. Looking at the words being used now, looking at the focus of conversation now, will it be able to create an environment where the individual guarantee no one is mistreated? Will it? Call in. Let your voice be heard for well-being. Well-being.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app.
So Justice, why? And callers, listeners, why are we talking about well-being now? Being well now. Why are we not well?
Justice Radio Station Social Issues app. So that's a question.
Yes.
Why aren't we well? And as you say, this is open mic. So we're saying, call in, express self. Why aren't
we all well?
Yeah.
It appears
And, well, when that question come to mind, I'm looking, well, okay, looking at the current climate, the conversation, thought, speech, and action. You know, is it about well-being? Is it about producing truth to produce correctness, balance? So this might be one of the reasons why we don't have wellness. There's no balance, not only between individuals, but even with the individual. Left hemisphere, right hemisphere of the brain, their essence, their energies is connected with their emotions, mind, body. They're all in sync. There's pleasantness within and out on a consistent basis. So these are some of the things that we have been talking about and advocating. We weren't using the words why we don't have, or asking the question why we don't have well-being, but we have been talking about and giving tips how we can obtain it under the banner of revisiting the idea of self-knowledge.
Excellent. And I like the word, the truth of the matter, looking at terms to identify one's individual. And looking at the idea of well-being. Is it because of misidentification that the correct relationship within the of the individual is not happening?
Yeah, well, identification, correct identification is important. Identifying with truth is important, because as you're saying, if you start off with a lie, all you're going to have is confusion.
Deception.
You know, the idea of not understanding self. You ever seen any flick where the star of the flick have amnesia? And basically the whole flick is probably about him trying to find his identity.
Yes.
So that came to mind in terms of, you know, most individuals is walking around in that manner. You know, orientation is wacky. You know, so what is your orientation? Remember, we're supposed to be spinning on a planet. So what is our orientation? Most individuals isn't identifying with that, so you can still see how they could be misplaced.
Yes.
It's not their fault. We still have to look again of understanding the social system that we're in. What do you call it? What is it about? And if you don't understand that, everything you think you understand could be confusing.
Yes. Mr. Neely was speaking briefly about that before. Now, looking at not knowing where one is, not understanding it.
You said Mr. Neely.
Neely Fuller was talking on the station about not having, keeping it real. They were talking about keeping it real.
Yes, we played that at the beginning of the segment.
That's right. That's what she's speaking of. And then looking at not knowing where one is and how it works.
Right.
The socialization process.
And you can even invent a word, keeping it real, but you keep things less real than anybody else.
Yes.
In how you go about things.
Yes. And it's to understand the definition of that word. Many words have many definitions. Mm. However, when it's being used, ask the individual, what does it mean? So it is looking at well-being, it's looking at being real, and it's looking at identification, self-identification. Self-identification and not self-identification. That's the human, the nature and structure of the human, the not self, new term for some. It's a clear term. It's clear. It clarifies the identity of the individual. So the relationship with or of by the individual will be constructed, balanced.
So we still would have to clarify that a little bit, because as you say, most people been identify with this ideas under which you say words that's been fed to them, like the human, like the individual, like the body. The best they might get is a persona. But what does it still mean? You know, because basically most individuals is walking around with these different hats, different labels, different preconceived ideas. But we have to remember again about orientation. What does the evidence say to the child? What does the surrounding say to the child? And we're all somebody's child. So not only in context to what is the relative position of something or someone. So in this case, the relative position within a society which is set up in class. So it's more of a social construct than anything else. So where do you fit in it? And also the idea of being on a planet, it appears, rotating, spinning in space.
That's deep, some would say. It's to analyze and evaluate it for oneself, for one's individual, using the correct word.
Very important. And then we're saying too, see if you can get to the point where you're realizing what truth is. I think their definition I've come across is truth means that which is. So I guess you have to determine that which is what, I would imagine. Well, so in this sense, we're looking at truth. Is there a truth that everyone can acknowledge as its own? Because if you just look at the environment right now, it's like it's all over the place. Everybody's all over the place. And it still end up on a race kind of talk. Even though there's all these other problems, it appears, that's going on.
True.
So why is it that it seems to always end up on race? So, you know,
conditioning.
Yes, and so we want to look at that and see, like, as you say, what is this democracy that we say we're in? Is that part of probably the problem?
Yes, the deception of everything. How everyone's being controlled and exploited by things, values. That's produced all of a sudden. You look around and here's a new this, a new that, and everyone's running out. Almost everyone can't wait for the next one. So that's a way to actually control and exploit. Everyone becomes a perpetual consumer for things that's not necessarily good for one, good for the planet, the earth, and good, not good for the producers sometimes of the gadgets, of the technology. Remember, many individuals are being mistreated who are producing all this stuff.
Right now.
Now.
Not 400 years ago either.
No. And with all that we have, things, life, relationships, it appears, with all that we have, we don't have correctness, justice, well-being, which is the thing to be had to give value to all that we have.
And as we're saying, what does it mean to be a patriot if it isn't the individuals, guaranteeing that no one is being mistreated, including the individual. And who needs the most constructive help is receiving it. A patriot can't be you just go along to go along, surely. But before we go further to talk about why is the case, how is it possible for one to be exploited, dominated, and controlled? In fact, that's how you make a slave. A slave isn't born, a slave is made. So before we talk more, how is it possible to exploit, dominate, control? Any other exploit? That's another, I said that. Any other words you want to throw in there?
Those words work, and it also adds up to why there is no consistent well-being for most.
Because everybody, as you say, so I was going to say stress, but tax is a good word to relate to stress. Also, they're so taxed. You know, they don't have no time, really.
Busy, busy.
Shopping, as you say, consuming.
Looking outward.
So we say question everything that you're taught to believe. As you say, always looking outward. But question everything that you're taught to believe. As we're saying, before we go further to explain why that is the case, how is that the case? Let's have a look at the basic idea of what we're looking at as self. So we're saying you're looking at the basic identification of the self. So we've come to conclude now and call the self that I am that. That what? So I've come to realize existence exists. Finally, something I've been working on for a while now, to realize existence exists, and I've become very aware of this existence. It's helped me to understand and have compassion for this not-self. And I'm looking at the not-self as the human, as the body, as the person. The not-self. And I'm looking at the self as something that's unchanging, eternal, complete, infinite, which conflicts with the idea of the not-self. If you think about it, it's temporary. It needs a savior from outside of itself, it believes. It's lacking.
Yes, concrete intellect.
That's why we're saying too, it can be tricked and bamboozled, because it's lacking, it's needy.
So it's looking, always looking outside for something.
So it can be baited, right?
Yes.
So we're saying then, understand self. Revisit the idea of self as a way also to counter this dilemma.
Yes.
Because we're saying this is where all the agitation is coming from. Because they say the ignorant mind somehow have all these cravings, because it thinks that it needs all these things, the latest gadgets, the latest car, the latest, even though they might have a garage pack-up of the earlier models. So there's something going on. So it's either this wonderful, we say mechanism, is a wonderful mechanism, or it's
chaotic.
Totally off its rocker. No if, but, or maybe. But we're saying if you don't understand the nature and structure of the human mind, because this is actually what we're talking about, because you can't see the mind. But what is the mind, actually? So we say the mind actually only exists in relative reality. That's one of the conclusions. As you say, we've come face to face with that reality. As you say, if it's real, it must be true. So back to this basic identity of what we're looking at as existence, of what self is. So we're saying existence exists, and I'm aware of this existence. Add anything?
That awareness is I. And there's only one I. I am aware. All-knowing, omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent, all-presence, omnipresent. Now, looking at how it's that we can so easily be deceived, because we're looking at there being many, many individuals, and we're all separate and apart, and think that everything is happening outside. Values become detached, and money becomes more valuable than life. So once one is looking at that idea of I am that, I am means existence exists, and there is an awareness of existence. Have you noticed how everyone referred to self as I am?
I am means existence exists, and is eternal, absolute, complete, and that which is eternal, absolute, and complete is who and what I am is. So we're dubbing the term I am that, because at the end of the day, isn't everything held together with pure energy, consciousness, the atoms, the molecules, undifferentiated energy, matter? Isn't that, at the end of the day, if you strip yourself down, what is actually left? If you're putting down the baggages. And also, the idea of, when we say, looking outside of yourself for understanding. When we say looking outside of self, we're talking about having no boundaries. It's like yoga. Have no boundaries. So there's no inside, there's no outside. Because as you say, it's like a building. The energy that's outside the building is the same energy inside the building. If the building crumbles, the energy still exists. Inside and out. So that's even metaphor also to this human mechanism, this not self, who if you just eat and feed it, pop up, which one day will pop down.
This is another way to look at things, to counter not well-being, counter the mistreatment, the confusion, the deception. Everyone without exception is in search of true love, happiness. In order to achieve this is to recognize, resolve the cause of mistreatment, the cause of deception, self-deception, that word self. Another way to look at things.
And then Remember, we're talking about being politically correct as well as spiritually correct in how we're defining words and using words.
Yes.
And also, again, working to distinct between when one say self, one is not talking about the not self, which we're saying is human, temporary desires, cravings, have mental agitation. That is not self. The self, that is the not self. The self actually have no need.
It's complete.
You know, when you're in that correct thinking and there's no craving, there's no passion in terms of crime of passion, I did it for my man, because you're complete. There's no cravings and desires for all these things, because you realize there's just one universal self. Everything is one. So ultimately there's just one ocean
of existence.
Right?
Yes.
So I have no need to be fussing and fighting. I can find unity in all things and individuals, which is individual is things, because the not self is a mechanism, it is a thing, because not self is not truth, which is everlasting. So this is what we're saying about there is another way out to look at things. Granted, it might but remember, we think about all kinds of things, we believe all kinds of things. So how interesting it seems, so far-fetched to say, well, hey, we do even say, well, God live within us. God live within us. But who's this God? Surely it's just a concept, right? A belief.
Yes. Many different.
But then there's a thought about God live inside. How does that actually work? Because we say also, when we die, we're going to go on forever. So when did that start, this forever?
Very good.
You know, what is death actually?
It's human. Relative.
So did we finish talking about what is the self and the idea of where we're seen from, and everything is happening inside? None of our experiences, love, hate, is happening outside. Everything is happening inside.
Within.
Right?
Within, yes.
Even when, as you say, somebody touch you, you're not experiencing it from outside. You're experiencing it even from inside. Your feelings, the senses. Right?
Exercise. That's an exercise to try to remember, be aware of.
Confront. Also, confront.
Yes.
Because we're also getting to it that actually all this experience is actually happening in the mind. All this experience is happening in the mind. We're even suggesting it could even be an illusion. I can't say it, because now you might now look at it as a teaching. It has to be an experience. But we're not saying go over there and learn. We're saying come with us, see it with us, experience it with us. What is actually left when you strip down the bare bulk of even money? What is money? What is left when you strip it down? Coin or paper? Granted, we have to work with it. Some steal it, others print it. But remember, if somebody else is putting value on it and have us chasing it to get it, to bring it back. So what is going on? Because I'm looking at that and telling that example as if everything is happening from inside. How is it that it seems like outside is so influential? Why isn't it that I have more control over what's going on in my emotions, in my feelings, going on in using truth in a way that it produced justice? So I can't be punked, I can't be tricked, because standing on that code of behavior myself. Not deceiving myself first. Can go a long way. What do you say, Mary?
What comes to mind is looking at everything happening within and one not realizing this, being controlled by beliefs of someone else.
So question everything that you're taught to believe.
It equals, that's correct, it equals not being well. Not being well. You answered the question of why the well-being that's necessary is not available. Being controlled by beliefs of someone else, and it's not working, it will not work.
So two big things then one needs to know. You can add to that what you're saying?
Yes, do that for us. Two big things.
Well, one, we're saying understand what we're talking about. Existence.
All right, very
good. What is it?
Yes.
Right? And we was explaining that existence exists. And I'm aware of existence.
And
I am here now.
And is I, right. Absolute.
Unquestionable. We're not talking about faith either. And as they say, belief.
Or hope.
Right?
Right. What's absolutely truth.
Right? Experiential.
Yes. Right. I am here now.
Right. And we're saying two types of education also that one can give oneself.
Yes.
The indirect way from outside. Or as we're saying, come with us and see this other way of looking at things.
Directly.
And realize I am that.
Yes. You're starting out with truth.
So that's one of the big things. I am that, unquestionable. Existence exists, and I'm aware of existence. Existence means infinite, unchanging, complete. And that which is infinite, complete, unchanging, is who and what I am. Remember, we're talking about identity now. And say, well, this is the basic identity of the self. Existence itself. Think about it. And then we're saying now, second big thing, realize in the social system that we're in, how does it work? What do you call it? Because we're saying, if we're not in a just system, it must be then unjust. And if you don't understand it, everything that you think you understand will only confuse you, only confuse you. So we're recommending, how can we have a metaphysical? How can we revisit the idea of self to help counter, put ourselves back in balance to get this optimal health, this well-being? Remember, so we're just using words now. Bliss, happiness, joy. You know, but well-being.
Yes.
Right? Holistic health. Mind and body. Spirit. Do you believe in spirit? Do you realize this is all spirit? Words again.
Know it.
Because what is energy if it's not spirit?
What's really an exercise is thinking about the images, looking at what was just being said about spirit, energy, spirit, the subtle energy and dense energy. So this is why one might think everything's solid. The images we see, this is an exercise, everyone.
Again, it's related back to earlier thought of where do we see things from? Inside or outside? Right?
Yes, and related to what you were just saying about everything is spirit.
All right.
The images we see are made of light, reflected from the objects we look at. And I'll stop there. I'll also say that because the front part of the eye is curved, it bends the light, creating an upside down image on the retina. So those are just two things being said to think about.
And the idea came to mind when you said that about, we're saying don't go over there and look by yourself. We're saying come with us, see with us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Experience it with us. That's why we're giving you, as you're saying, some of these little subtle thoughts
exercises,
and exercises.
Yes.
Yes.
And appropriate information.
And what came to mind too, looking at things differently.
Yes. Another way to look at things.
Right.
Another way
In doing that, questioning everything that we're taught to believe, in doing that also.
Yes. Yes. Because one might not do this. And look at the socialization process. This is questioning.
Yes, because we're saying too, that's a big part of why that division and the lack of understanding of who self is also. Because we're saying justice, one of the things that we don't have, the basic that we need to have to give value to all that we have,
right,
is in conflict.
Yes, it is.
Even with the philosophy and the ideology of mistreatment. Get it?
Got it.
So we're saying again, you have to have a metaphysical and realize it's a political necessity to have everything the way it is. And now is a great point and a time to see the ups and downs, and everybody want to create race talk and resentment.
Yes,
but remember, a lot of us haven't been participating in any kind of 60s or 400 year riots or feelings in any way, shape or form like that.
No.
So then how interesting, we bring up so much emotions about things that we've not experienced. So we're saying,
yes,
think about it. When we now say, I am here now, look how different and all the burden that actually can be taken off one, and how one can even improve one mental state just by leaving some of those baggage alone.
They wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, on the past.
They're saying great health can be had just by changing that perspective, instead of holding on to this 400 years of slavery talk and resentment.
Without clarity.
Exactly. How interesting, you know, everybody are talking with so much confidence, but no clarity. But then they can have clarity to say, we're here. We can still be talking about some of the injustice happening right now that's producing our iPhone, etc., etc., right here now. So if you still want to talk about injustice, we can still talk about it right here now and put the resentment aside.
And but, make it stop.
But what is stopping that? Who's responsible? So, we're putting some of these little thoughts out there also to say, well, hey, how can we counter it? We'll talk a little further later in what that means again to counter it. How we can wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, because we come to realize all of this is happening in the mind. Because it is relative in context to a absolute reality. It's relative. We're only experiencing what we're experiencing because of the senses that we have. Limited, I might add. Because if you had senses of a canine or a bat or an owl, we'd be having a totally different experience.
That's true.
Right?
True. Any questions? Comments?
So
open line.
Email, open line. just gonna be talking now just for a few more minutes, see if we can tie in any loose ends back into carrying on for later.
Yes, and the idea is countering the mistreatment socialization process. Understand what it is and how it works, everyone, because let me tell you, you're participating. You're either understanding it and making sure you are countering it, and have to say thanks to Mr. Neely Fuller for actually having a code now that we use with our individual immediate power, and the use of a code for constructive thought, speech, action, now.
So if anything you take away from what we were saying, take that. How can we, minute by minute, after our meetings, after our banquets, fundraisers, what are we going to do day to day, minute to minute? And we're saying, see if you can thought, speech, and action for constructive purpose. Is that what the I say?
That is true. Now.
Now.
Since now, let me tell you, let it be known that establishing, maintaining, expanding, and refining the mistreatment socialization process is what's going on now. Refinement, remember this, refinement now is at the highest level, expanding and refining. So this is why it's important to listen to Justice Radio Station. Check out Justice Radio Station channel on YouTube. Black Talk Radio Network, Justice Radio Station. Looking at countering the mistreatment socialization process using words, definition of words that reveal truth. Now having a code for constructive thought, speech, and action. Looking at what Justice was saying, what do you do now after the banquets, after the parties, after the graduation? What do you do on the day-to-day, mundane?
And of course, we're saying also revisit the idea of self-knowledge.
Yes. That's what will give the foundation to keep you with that definite major purpose. You will have a goal. Fail to plan to fail. So you have that. And also looking at countering by revisiting the idea of knowledge of self, understanding who the I is that each refer to as self. Remember, the body, the human, is not self. Be aware in the mundane of relating to the not self in a manner that is mindful.
To use truth, always use truth, always seek truth, and use it in a manner that it produces justice and correctness. Because for all that we have, we don't have justice, which is a basic that we need to have to give value to any goals that we have. So after saying that, see you later. Mary, anything to add?
Yes. With all that we have, we don't have justice, well-being, which is the basic thing to be had, to give value to all that we have for well-being.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.
Dirty Secrets.